అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవేనికి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస కోరికి ప్రేమ శ్రీ కహావు శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ ప్రసాద శ్రీ గౌర భక్తవేనికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపాల్ గోపీనాథ్ శ్యామ కుందు రాధా కుందగిరి గుపదానికి శ్రీ వృందావన ధామ్కి శ్రీ మథుర ధామ్కి శ్రీ మాయాప ధామ్కి శ్రీ నవదీప్ ధామ్కి నీలాచల జగన్నపూరి ధామ్కి గంగమాయ జమనమాయికి శ్రీమతి తులసి దేవి భక్తి దేవికి నీతాయ గో ప్రేమనందే. All glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to Sama devotees, all glories to Sama devotees, all glories to Sigura and Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Cheva Narottama.
Naram Cheva Narottama.
Devim Saraswati Vyasa.
Devim Saraswati
Tato Jaya Madurai Nasta Prayeswa Bhadresu Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistiki. So Srimad Bhagavatam, continuation of Canto 3, Chapter 17, The Victory of Hiranyaksha. Text, today's text is 5, because yesterday we did 4. Although 4 had a very short purpose, we didn't jump to 5, so we'll do 5 today. Excuse me. So text 5. Vavayo sudhus pasa put karam iranyam muhu on molayam nagapatin vatyaniko rajo drajaha. Vavayo sudhus pasa put karam iranyam muhu Unmulayam nagapatim vyatyaniko rajo drajaha. Please respond to repeat word for word translation. Vava.
Vava.
Blue.
Blue.
Bayu.
Bayu.
The winds.
The winds.
Sudu. Suduspasaha.
Suduspasaha.
Unpleasant to touch. Futkaran, hissing sounds. Iranya,
giving out.
Muhu,
muhu.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Onmolayan,
onmolayan.
Uprooting,
uprooting.
Nagapatin,
nagapatin.
Gigantic trees.
Gigantic trees.
Vatya.
Vatya.
Cyclonic air.
Cyclonic air.
Anikaha.
Anikaha.
Amis.
Amis.
Rajaha.
Rajaha.
Dust.
Dust.
Dwajaha.
Dwajaha.
Enzymes.
Enzymes.
Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, this confound acharya, Srila Bhajan, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
They are blue winds which were most uninviting to the touch, hissing again and again and uprooting gigantic trees. They had storms for the armies and clouds of dust for their ensigns. Please just concentrate.
They are blue winds
which we are most uninviting
to the touch.
Hissing again and again.
And uprooting gigantic trees.
They had storms. For their armies.
And clouds of dust.
For their ensigns.
For port.
When there are natural disturbances like blowing cyclones, too much heat or snowfall, and uprooting of trees by hurricanes, it is to be understood that the demoniac population is increasing. And so the natural disturbance is also taking place. There are many countries on the globe, even at the present moment, where all these disturbances are current. This is true all over the world. There is insufficient sunshine, and there are always clouds in the sky, snowfall, and severe cold. These assure that such places are inhabited by demoniac people who are accustomed to all kinds of forbidden, sinful activity. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjanan Salakaya Saksun Militam Jena Tasmasi Gurave Namaha Se Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Si Gurun Si Yuta Padakamalam Si Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Si Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sanjivam Sadveta Sarvaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Si Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Si Vishakam Si Vichamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshware Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Ari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyacha Kripa Sunnubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sita Sadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangim Lagatim Guyat Kripa Tamaham Vandu Si Guru Dinatara Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Samati Bhakti Cheta Swami Itinam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Samati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinam Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pachavani Anirvasesa Sanyavari Pachatya Disatara So welcome to a continuation of
continuation of the meeting. Yesterday we had a meeting in the morning. And in that meeting we were discussing about the symptoms of some of the symptoms of a demonic civilization are the disposition of those who are imbued with phenomenological mindset. In other words, we call them demons. But you know, in the academics we have ways of, you know, making the worst thing look very nice by, you know, making, polishing it. I mean, it's like the worst thing an academic could say it in a way that it looks very pleasant to the ear. Huh? Because you can't go and tell someone there that, oh, you are a demon, or this is demoniac mentality. No, we don't say that. If you say that, you could be sued. In America, anybody could be sued. And so when you say, oh, this is phenomenological mindset, and if even they don't understand, even those who don't understand, they appreciate that language, that polished language. And that's what you're saying, this is demoniac mentality, but in a polished way. So we'll be using the term phenomenological mindset and demoniac mentality interchangeably in this meeting. That's why I'm trying to introduce that. So here in this very text, as a follow-up of yesterday's discussion, in yesterday's discussion, Prabhupada had mentioned in his purport that when natural disturbances occur on a planet, one should understand that a demon has taken birth. That is very strong, eh? You know, Prabhupada, it's only Prabhupada who could say these hard words and call people, you rascal. If we go into the street and tell people, you rascal, we may even get sued. But Prabhupada, you will look at the scientists and tell them, you rascal. And they will also appreciate, yes, you're correct, Swamiji. But you see, Prabhupada could do any of this, he could say anything, and nobody would do him anything because he's coming from the spiritual world. He's such a great avatar. I mean, just like Krishna was on this planet, he could do anything. He could kill anybody, he could kill even his uncle. Nobody would, who will sue him? Who will even arrest him? Nobody could arrest Krishna. He does so many funny things. He does so many so-called criminal activities. He killed his own uncle. But who would dare to arrest? Who dare to arrest him? That alone should convince us that this is the Supreme Personality of God. He can do anything and everything, and nobody dare to arrest him. Even those who tried to arrest Krishna, when Kamsa was killed, when the king was killed, imagine the president of this country is killed, and the person is not arrested. Can you imagine that? What about chaos? The whole people are going to be plunked into. But Krishna can do this, and nobody can check his activities. That makes him God. So, Srila Prabhupada, who is an agency of Lord Krishna, he could also say anything and everything, and nobody would check him. Who dare check him? Nobody. Even the people who insult, they say, yes, Swamiji, you're very correct. We cannot do that. We are not such a rich avatars. So we have to preach very tactfully. So here in this purport, Prabhupada has made mention of some things which are very topical, things that are happening in our daily experience. We are seeing these things. We are seeing the natural calamities that have befallen humanity.
just a few years ago, there was this terrible disaster in New Orleans. Several people died. I know how in the, there were like five doctors, medical doctors. Imagine, in America, medical doctors are like, you know, demigods. In the sense that they have so much power, they have so much money, they are the most highly paid people as far as America is concerned. But in New Orleans, when that natural disaster occurred, there were five doctors who were not they didn't die. Several people died. These people, they didn't die, but they lost their wealth. They lost their properties. What did they do? Five medical doctors, they committed suicide. There are many people who lost their lives. Many people lost their wealth. In fact, their hard-earned life savings went down to the drain. For a medical doctor, I mean, you could just pick up a job and then become rich again. It's a matter of, you know, a few years. But the money was too much, they lost. Wealth was too much, they couldn't contain it. One after the other. So five, it was counted. And it's a medical doctor herself who told me the story. How five. So the point is that sometimes we experience people who are apparently very powerful in society, and something happens to them, they are not able to withstand the consequences. Or we find that those who apparently are useless, something happens to them and they're able to, you know, to endure it. They pass through the trouble and, you know, they pave through everything. So in this world we find that there are always ups and downs. Even as devotees, we shouldn't think, oh, I'm a devotee, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, so my life should be blissful all through. Even the great souls, they have reversals in their lives. Even great souls, they have reversals. And therefore, when we are in devotional service, the idea is to be equipped with proper tools and skills so as to withstand the hurricane of material existence. It's not that we're not going to, when the hurricane, even some devotees died in New Orleans when it happened. So it is not that when these natural disasters are transpiring, that the devotees are immune to it. I know in the case of Liberia in West Africa, there was a war and some devotees got shot. I think five devotees, one of them is a white devotee from America. She was preaching in West Africa. So the point is that when all of this, take for instance severe snow, when the snow starts falling, are devotees precluded from the effect? No. I remember when Prabhupada went to Japan, Burijan was mentioning this sometime back. When Prabhupada went to Japan, and in the heart of the winter, and the temple hall was just some small place, and there was no heating system even inside the temple room, and there was some little bit of opening, some small window, and
it was not even close. I mean, the wind was passing in there. And so Prabhupada went there for Mangarati. It was so cold. Even Prabhupada, so Prabhupada was asking Burujanda, isn't it cold? Isn't it cold here? So the idea is that we have to understand we are living in a material world, and we have been told about all of the future incoherences, and presently we are already seeing most of these things. If you read Uddhava Gita, there are so many predictions about what the unfoldments of Kali Yuga, especially when it's getting towards the end of the Kali Yuga. There'll be wars like anything. People are complaining, the wars have not started yet. These tornadoes, hurricanes, cyclones. Yeah, so all of these natural disasters, floods, earthquakes, they are already happening. I mean, all of these things mentioned in the Bhagavatam, even right in Prabhupada's purport here, all of these things are happening. And this is not a good sign. According to Prabhupada, this is a negative sign. It means there are so many unwanted people who are taking bet on the planet. Not just unwanted people, but people whose intentions are to, I mean, it's just to create a reverse of what the sadhus have been able to put in place to set the record straight for human posterity. And Lord Krishna mentions in the Gita how the demons, their whole objective is that they see the world as their own object of enjoyment. Jagat Ahu and Ishwara, this world, there is no controller. Is that not what the scientists are telling us? So, are they sadhus? Jagadahu and Ishwara. This world has no controller. It is meant for our enjoyment. So, and sometimes we think that the demons are outside there only. These people, they are demons. Anybody who is not living in a temple is a demon. Correct? Huh? Anybody who is not Hare Krishna devotee is a demon. Correct? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that these demons, they are also living with us in our temples. Bhaktivinoda tags them agents of Kali. Kali Chela. Agents of Kali. And one of the symptoms of these agents of Kali is, even in our own movement, and we are majority of us have had the experience, we've seen it, or we have heard it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, they may put on very powerful tilak. Chant, you know, very powerful elite, very powerful kirtans. Do the puja so perfectly, so meticulously, with attentive attention. But their interest is loye, parera, bala. Who is a Bengali here? Bhaktivinoda says these demons, these agents of Kali who live
This is not me saying it. This is what Bhakti Vinod says. Don't say, oh, Vasudev Swami came to say that devotees are also divorced. I didn't say so. I'm saying what I'm repeating what Bhakti Vinod says. So Bhakti Vinod says that these agents of Kali, they are also living with us in it, and they are doing the things very nicely. They're very cute. And don't, because of that, and say, I'm just going to appear rough so that I don't look like agents of Kali. No. The thing is the mindset. So, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, the symptom, how you can identify these agents of Kali, their main interest is Loye Parera Bala, to take another person's wife away. There are so many women. There are so many women all over the place. Their interest is to take another person's wife away. Isn't that happening in our movement? Bhakti Vinod is telling lies. He's not telling lies. He's an acharya. He's not telling lies. This is not even just today. You know how many years Bhakti Vinod lived? How many years? 18. Anyway, you do the homework, but you see that it's not just, it's not talking just about ISKCON movement. It's talking about his own time. He's not talking about the Hare Krishna movement. He's talking even when he was there on the planet, these sahajas, bhajana sahajas, were there. And the Kali Yuga keeps wax skin strong. Therefore, see, I'm bringing up this because sometimes the devotees, we get too disturbed when some certain things happen in our movement. Oh, this is not supposed to happen. I feel very, very, you know, disgusted with the whole situation. I mean, I just stopped coming to the temple. How can he take another person's wife? This is supposed to be a devotee, you know. Therefore, I stopped coming to the Hare Krishna temple. You guys are just all of you, you're just pretenders. It is not like that. So our movement is attracting all sort of people, and we have to understand that, you know, a white cloth, when there is a little stain on a white cloth, it shows very distantly. If you are putting on some dark colored dress, if even there is a stain on it, nobody will see the stain. But a white cloth, everybody will see it. The Hare Krishna movement is like a white cloth. And therefore, when there is any little stain, it's very conspicuous. And so, we are representing the spiritual world. Every devotee here is an ambassador of the spiritual world. And therefore, we have to see how our modus vivendi is properly resonating with the Vedic norms. Otherwise, we could become a disturbance to society, because people are watching us. They have read Prabhupada's books. They are watching us to see whether we are following what our leader has enunciated in his books. And essentially, because the Kali Yuga is not retrogressing, it's rather progressing, we should also have the mindset to be able to to withstand the disturbances or the mental agitations or the psychological conflict that are going to arise as a result of this type of experiences in the future. We may say, well, some of these things have happened before and we don't want it to happen again. We can't stop it to happen again. It's not possible to stop it to happen. We can't stop Kali Yuga. We can't stop Kali Yuga progressing. Therefore, we should be forearmed with knowledge and realization. Jnana vijnana sahita. Arjuna was told, Krishna told Arjuna, it is by knowledge, theoretical knowledge and realization that you can actually have direct perception of the reality. Theoretical knowledge alone is not enough because it does not give us the tools and the skills required to scale through when we are experiencing the difficulties. So the difficulties could be individual, and in most cases it's collective, because something happens in this temple, it affects all the whole of the community. And therefore, we have to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. The Kali Yuga is wasting and has no respect for anybody. Kali Yuga has no respect for anybody. It's a very disrespectful guy. We want people to be respectful, to be acculturated, but Kali Yuga is very acculturated and has no respect for anybody. The only way we'll be able to create a buffer zone for Kali Yuga as far as our own lives are concerned is to have a strong sadhana. That is the only medicine to protect us. In Africa, there is a predominance of malaria. So immediately you're going there, you have to take some dose of prevention against malaria. Otherwise, especially when you're coming from the West, you can have cerebral malaria. And they may not even be able to deal with it in America. They will fly it to Germany. So we know the problems there. We have to be forearmed. And that will be the prescribed methodology for attaining higher consciousness, sadhana bhakti. If we don't have high sadhana, we could become an agent of Kali in our own very movement, in our own very beloved spiritual master's movement. And so when we hear of demons, we tend to think it is those people outside there. And when we act demoniacally, it affects the whole movement. And it checkmates the progress of Srila Prabhupada's movement. And what happens is that we get terrible reactions for that. And it doesn't matter whether you slept with Prabhupada in the same room. It doesn't matter. If someone does the wrong thing, the person gets a feedback. And so we have to see how we are modeling our lives in such a way that we don't become an agent in the hands of Kali to simply create a disturbance in Prabhupada's movement. Because what generally happens is that the Kali Yuga will use the devotees who are weak-minded, who are weak in sadhana, who are weak in their consciousness, and use those people as its agents. Therefore, you find that sometimes, I have even seen situations whereby a temple president takes another person's wife and runs away from the temple. have said it. And to repair that type of destruction in that community, it takes years. How will you convince the congregation? How will you convince friends, those who appreciate the movement, that everybody else is not just a pretender? This is a serious matter, and we have to be wary about it. Don't be an agent in the hands of Kali. Don't be Kali Chela. Because anybody could be an agent in the hands of Kali. As soon as your consciousness becomes low, you have all of these bombardments infiltrating into your comfort zone. And very soon, you got caught up with a mentality that even those around you will be amazed. Is this such and such Bhakta? Is this such and such Dasi? To repair something takes a long time. To fix something, it takes a lot of energy. To develop a project takes a lot of time, investment, energy, money. But to destroy a building, one bomb can do the job, and just a matter of few minutes or seconds. So, this purport, basically, it's not just, purport is not simply referring only to the disturbance that's happening outside there. There are also disturbances that have been transpiring in our own movement. And therefore, we have to see how we are showing that expertise of ours in emergency management. The expert manager, expert leader, is someone who doesn't boil over when there is an emergency. The person who is not an expert in leadership or in management, when there's a disturbance, when there's an emergency, he loses or she loses equilibrium. There are people who simply die just for fever, because they think about the problem more than even the problem. And then they have psychological setback, and then that weighs them down. It breaks down the immune system, and other problems come here and there. It's just fever, but it brings some other things because of the mindset. So everybody here is supposed to be a leader, supposed to be a representative of Srila Prabhupada, supposed to be a representative of Suchitaya Mahaprabhu. And keep in mind that this movement, no one can destroy this movement completely. We can checkmate the progress by our own nefarious activities, but we cannot stop Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's going to grow, it's going to progress like anything. Therefore, we should be part of the progressive. We should be a party to the progress. And believe it or not, when the devotees bond together, it will create a big resistance to Kali. Kali will not have entrance. But if the devotees don't bond properly, Kali can have infiltration into our society and cause so much of destruction that will take us years to rebuild. Disturbances are always there in the material world. Material world is a place of disturbances. Dukkhalaya, Krishna says, asaswata. Material world is a place of mystery, it's a place of disturbances. But the devotee becomes well equipped. It's like somebody in the winter, he puts some or she puts some proper clothing. He does not become affected by the cold. So in the same way, We see all of these disturbances, we should not get overly disturbed. We should put on proper clothing. We should daily chant at least 16 rounds, and that would make us humans, human beings. What is the difficulty? You have a winter clothing, and it's time for winter, and you won't put on the winter. I mean, you won't put on your jacket. What are you inviting? Cold. And so we have severe cold. We have severe scorching sunshine. And of course, in America, the system is such that if it is too hot, you put on the air conditioner. If it is too cold, you put on the heater, right? Nobody wants to expose himself to unnecessary danger, you know? This is what we have to do. Just apply this into our own devotional life, and we will stand always above the water level. Keep in mind, it's not that because we are devotees that we're not going to see the disturbances. But we will be protected by Lord Krishna if we simply continuously chant Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Unfortunately, our minds could be so dull that even after hearing, after seeing all of these things, it doesn't seem to make any meaning to us. Pashyana pina pashyati. Even after seeing, after hearing, people don't seem to see. They don't seem to hear. This is the unfortunate thing in Kali Yoga. But, you know, it's like a dog fowl that, you know, someone poured water on her. What does she do? Shakes her wings. Water glides down. And then start moving on. So, we need to understand the complications in Kali Yoga. Kali Yoga is bringing about deterioration in values. Not only in weather conditions, whatever, but also in values. There is no character development in Kali Yoga. The watchword of Kali Yoga is enjoyment. There are four things in Kali Yoga which are very prominent: illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, meat eating. And we are waging war against all of Kali Yuga's weapons. So it's not going to be so easy. Let's understand, we are waging war against Kali Yuga. By preaching Krishna consciousness, we are fighting Kali. So if someone is in a battle, and I mean, just like if there is war, casualties and war, they are not exclusive. In fact, that is, they are inclusive principles. If there is war, there will be casualty. But don't be a statistics. Don't be a victim. Don't be the casualty. The expert soldier, the vigilant soldier, he's either in his trench when in the war front, or he's on a cover, but alert with his gun. Because if you're in the war front and you just get up and move as if you're in your parlor, in your sitting room, you'll be gone down. Even a stray bullet can run you down. So let's understand these points. These are practical points for us to put in our fingertips, so that as we wage the war against Maya, we are conscious of the fact that we have to be in a trench, or we have to take a cover, flat. The people are in the war front, also the soldiers, they pay dunderwas. But, you know, unconsciously, but they're trying to protect their lives. So each time we come and pay obeisances to the Lord, we actually protecting our lives, isn't it? Like the soldier, he pays obeisances in the war front, carrying his gun. We pay obeisances, opening our hands to the Lord. The soldier, he pays obeisances also. So somehow or the other, everyone is paying some obeisances to the Lord. Some are doing it unknowingly. Like if you go to the law court, the advocates, the litigants, everybody who goes into the courtroom, he pays obeisances to the justice. If you don't do that, it's considered contempt of court. You will be arrested by the orderly there and prosecuted. Immediately, that is a clear witness. They don't need a second second witness to that. Mm-hmm. You are seen, you don't pay obeisances to the justice in the court, finish. You are arrested for contempt of court. Yet people come to our temple. Here is the chief justice of all justices, and to pay obeisances becomes a problem. And nobody will arrest you. You can just walk in and walk out. So, in Kali Yuga, things are very much on a low ebb. People are not interested in taking to spiritual life. For the piety is like on a slope. And so, we shouldn't be surprised how people are becoming more and more sinful in Kali Yuga. Because the tradition in Kali Yuga is that there is no God. This world is meant for our enjoyment. All facilities in place, they are meant for us. And so in this way, people pave way to hell. Tamur Dhuram. The gateway to hell becomes wide open for the Kali Yuga citizenry. And so let's not be part of that. Why? Let's not troop along with the people in general to that wide door of Kali Yuga, which is leading to hell. Prabhupada has given us everything, and we simply have to take advantage of what is there in his books. What he has given to us, no other acharya in the Vaishnava system has given that to his disciples. No one. And so we should just imagine the mercy, the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. And so with that, we should feel concern for this movement. It's not The concern is not a thing just for one or two pujaris living in the temple. It's for all of us. It's for everybody. So, Prabhupada has done this. He has done so much for us to get out from this prison. You know what it takes to be in prison and someone comes to bail you, sign your bail bond. Some people you know, you call them, they will say, I'm very busy. I'm not be able to come to sign this bail bond. They give some good reason that you will sympathize with. When you're in trouble, you know who loves you. But don't be in trouble. So we are in trouble, and Prabhupada came to sign our bail bond. Now, to move out of ourselves is a problem to us. What a ridiculous thing. To move out of ourselves is a problem. The bail bond has been signed. This is Kali Yuga. We have been given all the assets to get up from this prison. So we should move to the door and get out from the prison. It's a simple process. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do this every day. It doesn't take you time. For those who initiated, at least they should chant 16 rounds. Sometimes you go to places and then they don't even talk about these things anymore, you know? These simple things they don't talk about. And we hear all this big, big Krishna Katha and, you know, about the Suda Bhakti, Prima Bhakti, and Para Prima Bhakti, Para Prima Tura Bhakti. How can people get to that Para Prima Tura Bhakti if they don't chant Hare Krishna? So we have to see practically how we're using our lives. Time and tide wait for nobody. The Kali Yuga is going to be worse as the years unfold. It's not that if they tell you things are going to be better tomorrow, it's just a lie. So let's speed up the process of our extrication from the shackles of Kali Yuga. Get out from this material world. Procrastination is the thief of time. Don't think it is only somebody who is putting on a saffron cloth who is going to leave this material world. That's not what Prabhupada says. He said anybody, even Lord Krishna mentions even women, even children, those who tread on this path. It means those who simply follow the regulatory principles of freedom and chant the holy names every day without fail, they will attain Goloka. Kali Yuga, everything is very tough, but the advantage is that, you know, Prabhupada make it like a watered down system. He brought it. He made it available for everybody. Ordinarily speaking, before Prabhupada even came to the West, in India, women don't stay in the ashram. Oh yeah. There is an acharya who came and made Krishna available for everybody. Whether you're a female, you're a male, you're a child. And we should train also our children to chant Hare Krishna. Because according to Prahlad, he said, Kumar Achara Pragya. The cultivation of Krishna consciousness should begin from Kumara, from early childhood. It's not that the child has to be 18 years before we teach the child how to chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't work like that. When a child is 18 years before, you start telling the child, let's go to temple for Mangarati. He won't come. He say, but mommy, you never introduced this sense to me before. Why now? I remember the case of one devotee was telling me how the wife, you know, the wife is not a devotee, he's trying to be a devotee. And, you know, they got married. They got married in America. And he kept pushing on the wife about, you know, devotional service. And he's practicing. So the wife would say that, but you were not like this when I married you. you weren't like this when I married you. I mean, you were not following this type of hard knots of no meat eating and no this and no this and no this. So yes, some of us, we are living with spouse that they themselves, they are devotees. What is the difficulty? Somebody else is getting headache just to introduce Krishna consciousness to his partner. Another person, the two of them are devotees. What is the difficulty? So, in effect, the disturbances are going to be there in Kali Yuga. Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport here. It's very intense. And all of these earthquakes, Earthquakes are not going to stop happening. Hurricanes, tornadoes, they're not going to stop. Very soon, you hear another big story another part of the globe, how several millions or thousands of people have died as a result of one earthquake or the other. Practically, every 6 months, some heavy earthquakes happen on this planet. So this is not, Bhaktisiddhanta Dhanda said, this is not a place for gentlemen. Place where you are not sure of anything, it's not a place for gentlemen. So let's hasten up to go out from this place. And everybody is eligible. The ticket is available for everybody. Hare Krishna.
Amen.
Are there some comments or some questions on this point? Yes.
It's just like you said, mindset, Mara. For example, just like you said, you come together and communicate. So I might, for example, listen to Sada. You know, I'm very hungry, these other devotees, but I take, regardless of the welfare of the God, whether or not, and then turn around and ask them to do this. I want to enjoy it, but I don't want to share it. What does it happen to me?
That's not the Vaishnav mentality. Somebody who is simply wanting to enjoy at the detriment of everyone else. A devotee is someone who is happy to see others happy and is most aggrieved to see others sad. A devotee has to be like a perfect mother who would want the children to eat before her. Mataji, is it not true? When your kids, you let the car, I know in the case of my mom that she won't eat except, I eat. So the Matajis, the mothers, they're very expert. A devotee should be like that. And we see that in the life of Prabhupada. We see light in the life of our acharyas. In fact, every devotee is a leader. Every devotee is a leader, according to the definition of leadership in the Bhagavatam. And therefore, the Bhagavatam says, the leader must treat everybody like a member of his family. As a man who is a breadwinner, he has to treat everybody. For instance, if I'm the temple president of this place, I should treat every devotee in this temple just like my own child. In other words, if the devotee they've not eaten, I shouldn't eat. There is a heavy duty when it comes to leadership role. And we, all of us, are supposed to be leaders. Therefore, how could someone think that I would just take the president and, or I don't mind whether someone else has got it. That is not Vaishnav mentality. That's not. A Vaishnav will want, but we see this in the life of even the early life of Prabhupada's disciples, based on the type of inculcation the Prabhupada gave to them. Now they will serve prasada, and until everybody takes the prasada, before they will eat. Nowadays, devotees go to serve prasadam, and before they serve the prasadam, they will take their plate and put aside first. So, anyway, the point is that we should be caring. We should be caring thinkers. Who care for someone, who want to see the satisfaction of that person. Satisfaction of that person is dear to us than our own satisfaction. And that is it. Yes.
You mentioned how important bonding is.
Who?
Bonding.
Okay. Yes.
Somebody will do some calamity and people have to think sometimes
Yeah, I gave you an example of what happened when Krishna and his cowherd boss were in a picnic. Krishna went out with his cowherd boyfriends for a picnic. And when they had settled down to take their lunch, to enjoy their lunch, the calves were wandering away. The calves are supposed to be around there. The calves are wandering away. This is there, I mean, this episode is there in the Brahma Vimohana Lila, in the 10th canto. And so, those cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna, they were in anxiety. Prasad is there, and they're in anxiety. How are they going to enjoy it? So Krishna placated them. He said, "Don't worry. Take your prasada. I will go after the cows. I will go after the cows. You enjoy yourself." Now, what does this mean to us? Someone is in anxiety. We should not only be sympathetic, we should be compassionate. There's a difference there. Compassion, if you go into the etymological root of that terminology, compassion, it implies taking up the burden of someone else, not just sympathizing, taking up the burden. This is exactly what Krishna does. That so the devotee, those his friends were in anxiety, and he said, "Enjoy your prasad. I will take the burden myself. I will go after the cows." So he went out. He zoomed out to go for the cows. He didn't just sympathize with them. "Oh, sorry. You're in anxiety? What is the problem? Don't worry, those calves, they will come. We'll go after them later, or they will come back by themselves." No, he didn't do that. He did something practical. Krishna is very pragmatic. And so, virtually all of the episodes in the Bhagavatam, there are principles underlining these narrations. These pastimes, there are principles. And there are values we are supposed to develop from these pastimes. And so here is the case of caring thinking. Now, if devotees in our community are able to imbibe this culture and even exhibit 1% of caring thinking for each other, people will come, and it will be like the old days where, I remember in the 80s, we were having a festival in Nigeria, and some journalists, 4 of them, they slept in the temple, camping with devotees, eating, sleeping, everything with devotees. And they went back to give a report to the world. And what did they say? They said, the whole of their lives as practicing journalists, they've never seen a people who have comradeship like the Hare Krishnas. Can people come to our temple and go back with that type of report today? No. Rather, we would destroy our image. Now the point is, what happened 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, could still happen now. The thing is that we are not motivated. We are not leading a life that could be an example for others. Now, if I say one thing, if I come to the asana and speak very nicely, and I come and I see you tomorrow and I behave as if I never even seen you before, how will you feel about me? You feel this guy, he was talking about this thing and he saw me and not even Hare Krishna. Yet we find our temples, people go to our communities and just greeting. Our devotees don't greet them. I got a lot of reports. I know of one professor who went to Florida. That was his complaint. So these things matter. And just like you mentioned, we are allowing the culture outside, the American rugged individualism, to penetrate too much into our temples. Prabhupada has given us a community that is based on Vaishnava culture, a community that is based on you know, proper communication, proper caring for each other, seeing each other as brothers and sisters. That is gradually fading away. Therefore, we need to ginger up. We need to remind ourselves and go back to the beginning. The high-tech philosophy we speak every day, good, but let's go to our roots. What is causing the disarray in our minds? And just like, you know, somebody says, I've been in the movement for 40 years, I've been in the movement for 35 years and all this stuff, but he's smoking marijuana. What is the value of your being in the movement for all these years and you're not following any principle? So, if we value people and proper values us, we should actually be up and on to see what we can do for Prabhupada to keep his movement moving. This is a movement, Hare Krishna movement. It's not Hare Krishna Mandi. Hare Krishna movement. A movement means forward we go, backward never. That's it. And so we need to remind ourselves. And we begin with ourselves. Gandhi says, be the change you want to experience in the world. It should start with individuals. It should start with ourselves. We should start communicating properly. We should start seeing each other as brothers and sisters. We should start treating each other nicely like the old days. You know why? We have to do that now. Otherwise, we will be shamed by our own grandchildren. I repeated this, I think, about 3 times. Our own grandchildren will come and poke us and say, you are not doing what Prabhupada said. Damn you, this is not there in Prabhupada's books. Well, you are doing something contrary to. And I've seen it. I've seen children challenge their parents. Mommy, what you're saying is not correct. Show me in Prabhupada's book. I've seen it. And for your grandchild to come and tell you what you're doing is incorrect, it's more shameful than your own child. Because a grandfather, a grandmother has more loving affection for the grandchild than even his or her own child directly. And if that beloved grandchild has to come and poke you and tell you what you are doing is not correct, what a shame. Therefore, we should rectify ourselves now. The loving relationship, it should be a thing that should start with us, with the individual. And in that way, people yet to be born will come to benefit. There are so many people outside there, they want to come to our communities to study our activities. They have read our books. See, I'm from the academics. And I can tell you from my own experience how so many professors, they want to come to our communities to study what we are practicing. And you know what? When they come to do that, they will sell our products like anything. They are good salespersons. When they make some study of an institution, that is published for the whole world. People yet to be born will use that as a resource material. Because they've seen devotees make so much of research, doctoral theses, and all these things on our movement, on the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So they are attracted, they want to come. But we should make the ground fertile so that when these seeds are planted, they will sprout and we could water them and they will grow, flourish, bear fruits, ripen fruits, and we can enjoy the fruits. So it has to begin with ourselves, individuals. We have to see each and everybody as an extension of Prabhupada. Oh yes? Mama evamsa jiva lok jiva bhuta sananta. If everybody is an extension of Krishna, is everybody not an extension of Prabhupada? Hare Krishna. Are there some other comments or some questions? Yes.
can't hear you.
What religion will not be affected by
Kali? What religion?
Will not be affected
by Kali? Religion will be affected by Kali, but Sanatana Dharma will stand unshaken. Religion, you can always change your religion, your faith, because religion is based on faith. But Krishna consciousness is not just a religion, it is Sanatana Dharma, the eternal duty of the soul, service to Krishna. People change their religious faith like anything. I was a Christian before I changed my faith to Krishna consciousness. But eternal Dharma doesn't change. Service to Krishna of the individual will never change. We are talking about service to Krishna, how to increase our loving relationship with Lord Krishna. Techniques to increase our loving relationship with Krishna. If we don't love other people, we can't say we love Krishna. We become Kanista Adhikaris, or we become Sahajas. Because Lord Krishna says the worship of his devotee is more important than worship of him. Therefore, one devotee, he says, oh, Krishna and Balaram, they are crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Let the yogis worship Vishnu. Let them worship Krishna for their liberation. I will worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard Lord Krishna is crawling like a baby. So that is a very high principle. Higher than the worship of Krishna, according to Lord Krishna himself. So, these are the points that it's just like someone is doing the puja there. He's worshiping Lord Krishna. But higher than that is the worship of the devotee. That's what Lord Krishna says himself. And even Lord Shiva told Parvati this, that Aradhan is the highest type of worship. The Lord's paraphernalia is the highest type of worship. That means the Lord's pure devotee. So, back to your point. The religion that will not be affected is Sanatana Dharma, the eternal duty of the soul, of the jiva, to the Supreme Lord. Service is always there. It could be tight, but we have to do service. If we refuse to do service to Lord Krishna, now, if someone says, I'm a devotee, I'm coming to this temple for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, what is your service to the temple? What is your service to the temple? You just coming to the temple is not enough. If you don't have service to the person that you're coming to see, your beloved, imagine, you are a breadwinner for the family, you travel, and you're coming back, you have two lovely small kids, you have a beautiful wife, you went out, and you're coming, what would you do? You buy something, if not for your wife, for your kids. We have to be personal. We're treating Krishna like a dog, like an idol. We have to be personal. We are coming to see this lovely, lovely boy, Lord Krishna. And he's our best friend. Why don't we bring a gift to him? What's our service to him? So, we have to think about this because it's essential. What keeps our spiritual lives stable is service to Krishna. And that is all about Sanatana Dharma that we're talking about. Eternal duty of the soul. Eternal duty of the soul to Krishna is service. If we like, we'll do that. If we don't like, we'll serve Krishna in another way. We serve his Bhairanga Shakti. And we'll get entangled in this material world like anything. Either we serve Krishna's Antaranga Shakti or we serve his Bhairanga Shakti. Two things. Service, that we can't avoid. The variable is the object of our service. Service is a constant. The variable is just the object of service. We do one thing, we get liberated. We do another, we get bound up in this material world. What is the difficulty? Papa will ask. So thank you very much for coming, and we hope to meet again. So let's adjourn today's meeting until further notice. Mataji, you want to ask something? Okay. All right. Jai Sri Sri Radha Kunjabi Hari ki jai. Jai. Sri Sri Bala Jagana Mala Ram ki jai. Sri Sri Gwaranitai ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai.